Expression of poet-songsters Jim Seals and Dash Cross are two voices operating as one. They're young Texans who, as first-rate instrumentalists, have gone through a lot of phases of the pop music scene over the last 15 years. Jim Seals played saxophone and Dash Cross played drums in a lot of rock and roll and country western groups and in recording sessions all around the country. A little over 2 years ago, they came to Los Angeles, changed their instrumentation and their feelings about music. Seals took up the guitar and crossed the mandolin, and they began experimenting with a simple ballad style, narrative but also very contemporary. In their gentler moments, I think they may remind you a bit of Simon Garfunkel. And their up-tempo things may remind you possibly of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. But their music has a special kind of lyricism and a tenderness which is missing from some of the more strident sounds of our time. Tonight, they're accompanied by Jim Rollinson on bass. The Art of the Ballad, updated by Seals and Cross.
Song that we're going to do for you is a story about a guy who gets up every morning and he goes out in the field to work and he waves to his girlfriend. She lives in a big house up on the hill and they're very much in love, and this goes on day after day, and finally it ends in a tragedy because they never actually get to meet. This is called The Boy Down the Road.
So beautiful.
Its milk freely to all kinds of people, never ask any questions or anything. People just put them on the pasture and they kick on them, and beat on them, pull on them at night, and mistreat them. So we got to thinking about this one day and we decided we'd write a song and dedicate it to all the cows in the world. This is called The Cows of Gladness.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello, sir. It's a mighty hot day. Can you spare a man and down for God 36 and I find wine?
The thing my child is me.
Sometimes people do funny things.
Right?
We do funny things.
One time I got this idea for a song, and when I first thought of it, I thought the living band was in Ireland. A little later on, they discovered it's in Russia. But we got the books and everything. I'm trying to find the words to replace living band, and we couldn't, so we left it in the song. And this is called Irish Living.
Yeah.
this next song, we would like to give our sincere thanks to our very fun bass player, Mr. Jim Wollaston.
Only kept me from giving.
Rita.
Oh.
Poet songmakers indeed. Jim Seals on guitar and Dash Crofts on mandolin, backed by Jim Rollinson on bass. A few of their songs, which I find more impressive each time I hear them. The art of the ballad, and sometimes very lively too, with those close, down-home harmonies giving an old-timey flavor to some very new intentions. Their first album, called Seals and Crofts, is on the TA label, and there'll be more. Thank you for listening with us to these new poets and music, John Hartford and the Iron Mountain Depot, and to Seals and Crofts. I hope you'll be with us next week here on Homewood to shake, rattle, and roll with on a visit to a piece of American musical history, a place called the Barrel House, and some marvelous artists, Big Joe Turner, Little Esther, Johnny Otis. It's a real treat. Be with us. Good night.